So I would make a motion to waive the concession stand at Middlesex, but to definitely retain and add vending machines into the property.
I was going to say, should the building want that? So we, you know, it obviously has to be the request of the building. We can suggest it, but if they don't want anything, then we just can't put our machine in. But if should they have the request for vending, then yes, we will look to exercise all of the vending options we can in place.
I mean, we can let them know, hey, we'll put vending if you like, right?
Mm-hmm. Correct.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yep.
Okay, so I have Brandy on the motion. I have Keith on the second. All in favor, say aye.
Aye.
I wouldn't oppose, say no. Any abstentions? Motion carries.
Okay, thank you. All right, New Haven Courthouse.
Before we get going, I'm just going to notice that there is some background noise.
Whoever may have background noise, please press star 6 to mute your phone. Thank you. All right. New Haven Courthouse. This is a similar situation to Middlesex Courthouse. Obviously, many of you know Dave Pelagi operated New Haven Courthouse. We've tried to kind of weather the storm these past months, evaluate viability and kind of see if there's any increase of population resuming in the building. There's been some, not enough to resume concession opportunity. I think we've come to the determination that this location no longer warrants a concession. This has been a concern for Dave for many years. His business reports reflect the annual decrease.
I'm sorry, I have to pause you there. Someone's in a kitchen. I can hear a lot of plates and things.
There's a lot of plates and glass moving around.
Yeah. Please mute your phone. Please mute your phone or step away.
Please repeat what you had just said.
So over the years, Dave Pelagi has identified an annual decrease in his profitability at the New Haven Courthouse. So much so that he did not want or does not want to return to the location. Dave, throughout the years, has never really reduced his offerings significant enough to warrant that dramatic decrease in business profitability. It solely is the fact that there just isn't a large population going into his location anymore. I went on a site survey myself, I don't even want to call it a site survey, just a pop-in, and the crowd on the first floor were the security guard. That was it. It was like four of them, and it was me the day that I went in, and I went in at lunchtime. I think it was like 12:30, 1 o'clock, and security kind of confirmed that, you get the wave of population. But again, from a business perspective, waves don't support operation, and waves, can be heavy on a payroll if you're not getting enough of it to sustain business opportunity. Dave does not believe that this is a viable location. What I observed shows that it was not a viable location, and I just think that courthouses are really concerning. I know we have a couple of them, but I also know that we have another location that has drawn concern in Waterbury, and that's no secret. The operator there has also stated his concern, and I see it in the business reports as well. So courts are definitely operating different in a manner that will likely not require us at some point, depending on, what courthouses choose to do in the near future, whether they sustain what they have going on now or if they even, offer more online. It could be a hindrance. There are vending machines in place. I observe those. They're right in the trial area, and they seem to do well. So vending machines would definitely stay, and we could potentially try a fresh food vending machine, but that's to be determined.
All right. Anyone like to make a motion? Everybody's on mute now.
I moved up. We waive the location. If there's an abandoned ride, we'll make an abandoned ride.
Who's speaking?
Amos.
Thank you.
Amos for Thomas.
Okay, do I have a second?
Hi, Brandy, second.
Okay. All in favor, say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Aye. Any opposed, say no. Any abstentions? Motion carries.
All right, thank you. All right, the last location of discussion is Department of Transportation in Newington. Department of Transportation has been under our program for quite a while, many, many years. The operator there left about a year and a half ago to pursue opportunity within the program. Prior to her departure, we observed this location to annually decrease and annual profitability. Department of Transportation during the pandemic has gone to telework. I believe, I want to say 80% minimum telework opportunity, and they are now looking to create things within the building, offer things within their building to kind of entice their their employees to come back into the building. DOT has made it clear that they would like this gift shop not to operate in really pretty much no food opportunity, but more as a souvenir shop. In addition, provide the DOT clothing and uniforms for those that are in the building that may need, let's say, a sweatshirt, jacket, gloves, hat, any of those type of items. So kind of, I don't want to say commissary to their uniform, but just be able to assist outside of their current setup of online uniform sales. I've had three operators.
Shelly,
you're on the call?
Yeah, finally.
Oh, okay. So we're talking about DOT. So I've had three operators visit the location in which no one could really see or have the vision of what the request is from DOT. DOT is really, really a firm believer that they have the population to provide opportunity and the support that they believe could happen by us offering these certain items. However, there's several times that I've observed or have been in the building, in addition to Dave, and the times that we've shown potential operators the opportunity, there's absolutely nobody at the lower level and really in the building in itself. DOT has to be one of the largest state buildings, I believe, in the state, and they've made it clear that their busiest days are on Wednesdays, and that we would be able to kind of flex our operational hours Tuesday, Wednesday, and Thursday. However, I do not see the opportunity. The numbers do not support it. And although the building believes they have a formula to provide opportunity, it just does not align with what's there today observed. I could not consciously offer this to anyone without, you know, really observing, explaining what I observed, and I can't side with something without seeing it. I don't see it. It's a tough sale, and I just believe they're kind of getting pressured, and they're just trying to create some glimpse for the building to be able to kind of take these employees who are all union-based, who are all allowed to telework, you know, respectfully, whatever their union allows is, and they're just trying to get people back in the building. But I view it as on the back of an operator, and I think there'd be a lot more slow days than good days. So with that, they're looking for us to make a determination. I've literally evaluated this for over a year now, and I'm confident enough to say I don't have any operator interest, and I just unfortunately don't see the viability to offer this as a new to anyone else.
Quick question.
Yep.
In your trip to NAMA, did you see any vending that could possibly appease what they're looking for as far as uniforms and gloves? And is there anything out there that, you know, we don't want to piss off DOT. So is there anything that can appease them?
No. Because really what they're looking for, their primary... I honestly believe what they're looking for they already have in place, but they're just looking for it now. And what I mean by that is they are currently set up with the uniform company. I can't think of it on the top of my head. There's a uniform company that they're currently set up with that allows for DOT clothing to be directly purchased through via email, and you can have it drop shipped to either 5 of their DOT locations across the state. What they're looking for is like DOT souvenirs. They want a lot of the stuff in there to have DOT printed. Swiss Uniform is the company. They want a lot of their DOT logoed items to be sold through there. However, there just isn't the population. The cafeteria was observed to be struggling. They have a modified hours as well of operation. Every time you're there, there's literally no one in the cafeteria, and this is a huge cafeteria. They have a micro market right across the hallway that seems pretty well stocked, and then they want this gift shop. So to answer your question as far as the NAMA, no, I didn't observe any type of equipment that could provide you know, sweatshirts and, you know, logo items. I mean, it's something that we can look into, and I can certainly make note of that to see if we can, you know, maybe send those items. That is a good suggestion, a good thought. It's certainly something that we can look into and see if there's vending equipment out there that maybe be able to assist with some of the souvenir items. But as far as the clothing, no, we wouldn't be able to vend that out. But they already have something in place for that.
Okay. Any further discussion? Would someone like to make a motion?
I shall make the motion that we waive the DOT location and retain any and all applicable vending rights.
Okay, do I have a second?
I am a second.
Okay. All in favor, say aye.
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 Aye. Aye. Any opposed, say no. Any abstentions? Motion carries.
All right. Before we adjourn, I just want to quickly say, I'll figure out what we're going to do as far as future of teleconference phone numbers. We'll have to look into that. I did get a voicemail from Andrew, so I will double on that and see. But apparently there's a change with our agency teleconference number. So once I get that situated, I will provide that information to you all ahead of our next meeting. I do thank you all for this meeting.
This is Shelley. I came in at the very, very tail end. What happened with the other things? Waivers?
So the prior locations were waived.
Okay.
Yeah, they were all waived. All pretty much all on the basis of non-viability was observed.
No viability. Okay.
Yeah.
All right.
So that's all I have to say, and we can adjourn. We're right at the 4 o'clock mark, so we didn't really miss it.
Question: why can't we keep this one, this number?
Maybe we can. Let me see what the agency has to offer, and we can kind of compare to see the, you know, which one's better, and then we can go from there. I'm not opposed to that. That's not a problem.
The old number is no more. Just disregard that then, or until further notice, we'll keep it.
No, I would say disregard until I can identify what happened and how we should move going forward.
Okay, thank you.
All right. Anything else? Does someone want to make a motion to adjourn?
I shall make the motion that we adjourn today's meeting.
All right.
Brandy second.
All in favor, say aye.
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 Aye. Thank you. Thank you all for calling in.
Thank you, guys. I really appreciate it. Thank you.
Bye-bye.
Bye.